I want us to talk about what happens after 8.1. What should someone actually do if they or someone near them gets banned? Because beyond the emergency, there's often confusion, it's often panic, and unfortunately, a lot of misinformation. Also, banned injuries are not just skin deep. Survivors often face years of healing, both physically and emotionally. Scars can affect body image, mental health, and even one's ability to return to school or work. And in many cases, survivors don't know where to go for help. That's why in this segment, we are joined by Hero Ban, a foundation that works to ensure ban survivors and their families receive the comprehensive care they need, from medical guidance to emotional healing. Now, the founder of Hero Ban Foundation is a ban survivor after being involved in a light aircraft incident on the 18th of October back in 2008 near Lephalale, in which her husband rescued her from the burning incident. And a non-profit company to support other ban survivors and create ban awareness was registered in loving memory of Mr. Hank Duploy, who selflessly gave his life by shielding his wife from the flames. So she is joining us on the line. That is Miss Annie Duploy, joining us on the line, the founder and CEO of the Hero Bands Foundation. Good evening, Ms. Annie Duploy. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
I mean, such an emotional story and, I must say, incident that you went through back in 2008 on the 18th of October. And I did mention earlier on during the start of the interview that so many people don't know what to do after an incident where, you know, a certain part of their skin gets involved, gets damaged or gets burned. There are so many emotional challenges that people go through. And how did you overcome this challenge, Ms. Annie Duploy?
It was a very long journey. So I think it's important for people to understand that burns is a lifelong injury. And obviously it has a huge impact on your emotional stability, your self-esteem, and how you actually rebuild yourself. It is, you've got the self-esteem problem of the burns because of the scars, but it doesn't just stop there. Regeneration keeps on going on throughout your life. So that also takes you back to the trauma, and you relive everything, basically. So for me, starting the foundation and working with other burn survivors and being able to discuss what I'm going through, realizing I'm not alone, helped me immensely. And that is also why I realized that a foundation like Hero Burn Foundation is very important, to see that we do put burn survivors into contact with each other.
I mean, I also had a conversation with my producer earlier before the start of the show that, you know, this conversation is also one to honor you as a true hero and also honor your husband's memory and life as someone who we regard as our hero. And burn injuries often happen by accident or during rescue efforts. Can you share some of the different cases you've come across, especially those involving acts of bravery?
Yes, we see that a lot where people do run back into houses that's burning to try and save people, car accidents where people are saved from the vehicles and people actually go into the flames and also get injured. And I think it's important to realize that heroism and vulnerability can coexist. It is, it's a trauma inflicted on them also, even if it's just hands or superficial burns. Seeing someone in flames and also sustaining those burns is a huge trauma. We do see that often. And I think it is important for people to realize that they do look after their own safety first before entering a very, very dangerous situation.
Mm. And I want us to get into the support that Hero Ban organization offer, especially to young survivors dealing with trauma, and also which then affects their identity. What kind of support does it offer to young survivors?
First of all, depending on the age, we will start working with the parents of the young burn survivors and guiding them through the steps as to how to help their young ones overcome all the emotional turbulence that they're going to go through. There is personality changes they have to look out for, and just to also talk to the schools and guide them when the burn survivor returns back to school, how the other students in the school and the teachers can actually help this burn survivor reintegrate back into society. Remember, we sit with burn injuries is a very, very long injury trauma to get over. And some burn survivors stay in the hospital for months on end. We had a burn survivor who was in the hospital for longer than 3 years before he could actually be integrated back into society again. So taking hands with the family members and the community of that burn survivor and guiding them how to help this burn survivor, and also very, very important, having other burn survivors that is more or less the same age, interact with these burn survivors and let them see that there is life after burns. It takes a long time, but giving hope is so, so important. It is easy to lose hope if you think you are alone in this.
And let's talk about the challenges that survivors face in getting proper care, especially in under-resourced communities, such as your townships. I can mention a few, Alex, Soweto, East Rand. We also have burn survivors who, unfortunately, stay in forgotten areas, in the deep rural areas of Limpopo or KZN. What challenges do they face, especially when they try by all means to get proper care, especially when they try by all means to make sure that they are prioritized and their health is prioritized?
It is very difficult, and I must say South Africa especially sits with very, very challenging situations where we do not have enough burn units. Burn units is very specialised, and not all our public hospitals is equipped enough to cope with burns. It is important that burn survivors that get discharged from public hospitals have contact with someone that can actually motivate them to not go back to their homes and forget about themselves. Not just others forget about them, but they must not forget about themselves. They need to be committed to their healing process. I always say people need to know when the bandages comes off, that's not when the healing is over. That's when most of the healing needs to start. There's physiotherapy, there's other therapy that needs to happen. And going back to the public hospital for physiotherapy is very important. Guiding these burn survivors into getting there is very, very important. So most of these rural areas, people don't have access to transport to get there. And that is why it's important for the community to also get involved and support these burn survivors to see that they get the proper help.
I mean, burns can leave emotional scars too, and sometimes we focus on helping our loved ones to heal their skins, forgetting the mental health implications and challenges that they might be going through. And I want us to specifically talk about mental health support that EuroBurn provide and why it is important for people to help their loved ones, especially those who have survived, to heal emotionally.
Yes, I think it's also very important to realize, and you touched on this, that it's not just the burn survivor that goes through the trauma and that sits with emotional scars afterwards. It's also the caregivers, the moms, the dads, the husbands, the wives, that sees their loved ones going through this incredibly difficult injury. And that is why it is important for these burn survivors to reach out. We cannot be everywhere and be hands-on, face-to-face to help in all these situations. But we do have a line open and make contact so that we can see how we can emotionally support you or guide you into the nearest trauma center or where you can actually get help to build yourself up emotionally.
I mean, we are living in a day in a generation where, you know, social media has taken over people's time, people's attention. Young people spend 90% of their 24-hour time on social media. And there are lots of burn myths that they come across online. Talk about them earlier on, but I just want you to advise young people about certain misconceptions, especially when it comes to how to heal emotionally, physically, that wouldn't make a difference.
Yes, so there is definitely myths out there, and I think talking about the physical myths that they talk about is after a burn treatment that you they advise you apply toothpaste and things like that. On our social media, we do make sure that people get the correct information. Knowledge is power, and we need to know what information needs to go out. And if you know, you can help. And also to help people emotionally get over this.
And now I want us to talk about how students can get involved with EuroBurn, whether as volunteers, advocates, and also by raising awareness, because of as a youth radio station, we cater for students, and we will try by all means to make sure that students get involved and know about EuroBurn. But I want us to talk about certain ways in which students can get involved as volunteers, as advocate in order to raise awareness?
Yes, so people can definitely keep an eye out on our social media. We always post on where we are, what we are doing, initiatives that we are busy, and we always are looking for volunteers to help. So reach out towards us, contact us on WhatsApp on our number, and we can guide you in your area where help is needed. It will help us so much if students want to host awareness drives on campuses. We will get involved there. And then very importantly, like you said, people are on their social media, on their phones the whole time. So sharing the right information from our page can spread the word, and it can actually save lives. So spreading the word, getting involved on in our pages and see what we are sharing, that helps so much. And that can also help stop the misinformation being spread.
Now, during the month of May, as the Wellness Booth, we are taking a stand in support of Burns Awareness Month, you know, just to shine a light on an issue that affects thousands across the country and around the world. We did mention earlier on during the start of the show that as the cold creeps in, and heaters, stoves and hot water bottles, they become part of our daily routines in student accommodation and residences, and also within our homes. And we want to help young people keep informed and safe. And I just to wrap up this conversation, I want you to at least leave young people with one key message that you'd like them to remember as we commemorate Burns Awareness Month, not by necessarily celebrating the month, but also making sure that we inform young people.
I think a very important message is that people need to know burns safety starts with you. It is nobody else's responsibility but yours. By spreading the word and being aware of dangers around you, around your house, around your loved ones, you can actually save a life. And yes, burn safety starts with you.
Straight to the point, eh? And most importantly, what would you like to give survivors who feel isolated or self-conscious about their scars? Because to be honest with you, we have people who are survivors and they still need to wake up in the morning, go to work, go to school, go to festivals and face the world.
I would so much want to tell them that you are not your scars. You are not alone. Your journey is one of survival, courage and strength. And you've got other people around you that are willing to help. We've seen young survivors go on to lead, inspire and thrive. There's really a community ready to walk beside you. To not give up and to remember there's always hope. Reach out. We are here to help you.
Well, Mrs. Annie Duploy, who is joining us on the line, the founder and CEO of the Hero Burns Foundation. How can people get a hold of you, and most importantly, giving support to the Hero Burns Foundation?
They can contact us directly on our cell phone. It's 082-902-1133. Or they can look us up on our website, or, very important, most of our communication goes through our social media pages on Facebook or Instagram and TikTok.
All right. Once again, Ms. Annie Duploy, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, and have a splendid evening. Wishing you all the best during this month. I know it's a very, very busy month for you, and wishing you success, eh?
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity, and stay safe.
All right. That was our hero, I must say, Miss Annie Duploy, joining us on the line. I did mention earlier on that the founder of Hero Burns Foundation is a burn survivor after being involved in a light aircraft accident on the 18th of October 2008 near Lephalale, in which her husband rescued her from the burning wreck, or should I say the accident that occurred during that day. A non-profit company / organization to support other burn survivors and create burn awareness was registered in loving memory of Mr. Hank Duploy, who selflessly gave his life by shielding his wife from the flames. May Mr. Hank Duploy soul rest in peace. And this conversation was to honor him as a true hero and acknowledge the strength and purpose that defined his journey.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.